Secretary Connolly, sir.
Hello.
Mr. President?
Yeah, hi. How are you?
I just want to tell you that I thought television last night, you came through great, and particularly I thought your decision to come back to Washington and go to the Keimer dance performance with Ms. Nixon.
Yeah.
The stories that appeared there in the pages here, at least, in the Washington papers, about you were warm, you were friendly, you were greeting all the people, you appeared to be relaxed. I think was a very wise decision, and in talking here, I have talked to many people this morning, but a half a dozen, primarily here in Treasury. Their reaction was the same as Nellie's and mine last night, that they're one of anger at Meany and what they did, just real anger at him, and frankly, that you came through saying that with you or without you, we're going to make it work, and that
that's
great courage.
I appreciate that. It's nice of you to mention. Matter of fact, some of the press tried to indicate that I was mad and disturbed and so forth about a reception. My God, I'd never been cooler in my life. You ought to look at the tape of that thing. It didn't come through that way on TV, did it?
No, I was just tough
as hell with them.
Oh, no, it came through that you were tough, that you were fair, that you were not angry, that you were not upset. And I didn't see any of that. Now, I don't know where you saw that, but it certainly wasn't in the post of the Star that I saw, and I read everything in it.
Some of I think it was the AP.
The AP story that I saw was an excellent story.
It was just one of the, understand, I didn't care about it, except that that's the kind of thing that they try to put out. Believe me, I came back for the dancers because my wife said the poor Cambodian ambassador invited everybody. Nobody was going to come except her, and he was nice. He said, well, by God, we're supporting Cambodia, and I'm going to come back and show it.
I figured.
And boy, the crowd was terrific.
I figured that's why you came back.
They're all cheering and clapping.
Well, the whole thing, though, I thought blended in with your performance yesterday and left the right tone and the right feel for it. I thought it was excellent. Now, one thing George and I have been talking about this morning, I think we got to get this pay board cite Meany and the AFL-CIO for giving him and Lane Kirkland these enormous increases in violation of the guidelines.
Make that an issue.
Couldn't
agree more.
No later than Monday morning, and let's follow up on it.
That's right. Hit it right. I couldn't agree more.
And then we have to be prepared. If they walk out of the pay board, you may have to reconstitute the cost of living council
as
your wage group until we can...
Well, why not another freeze? People kind of like the freeze. Let's have another freeze for 90 days.
We can do that.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, it's awful good of you to call.
No, I'm quite serious, and you ought to be proud because I think it's
you'd have had fun if you'd
strength.
You'd have had fun if you'd been there. I had a few good lines I didn't use. But, okay.
All right, sir.